CliffCentral.com.
The winner takes it all.
A lot of pain. Holy hell, there's a lot of pain there.
Which okay. they made into a hit song.
Shit, that's clever.
Genius.
But now hang on. Mm. If the blonde one was always or was doing most of the vocals, then it would...
No, they were both. Both the girls were. Don't be like that. No,
oh,
no,
sorry. I just saw the blonde one's
face. If you watch
any
of the music videos, the
blonde
one...
Throughout that entire music video.
Yeah, exactly.
It was mostly her in that
okay.
one.
Oh, so, what I'm,
so depending on the song...
What I'm asking is, can we settle this
yes.
this argument between
yes.
you and Ben?
Yes.
Of who was the best vocalist?
They were both brilliant. I mean, that's what made it such an...
Gareth, they were both brilliant, but, I mean, Agnetha was very much front and center. It's very clear. If you watch any documentary based on ABBA, which there are many,
yeah.
she was always positioned as the one who had the biggest burden performance-wise. Look at the music videos, too.
Ben.
Ben, how did you even get into ABBA?
Yeah, how did this happen to you?
Years.
What a crap answer.
What else do you want here? What else do you want?
No, Ben, like, how were you exposed to them? It must have been your parents, right?
No.
No? Who? How?
Guys, it's music. Music will always find its way into your life, right? What you do with it, it's just, all their songs were just, like I said, it's the origin of pop music. If you listen to their songs and you go, wait, this kind of sounds familiar, it's because other songs have taken elements from it.
I mean, this is amazing because actually they broke up in 1982, so you weren't even cognizant.
One.
Yeah. Like Ben didn't know them when they were a band at all, and yet they've somehow worked their way into his life.
1982?
Like their music still yeah. has a point in this world. It has a resonance of some sort, I don't know.
Here is their last ever performance in 19, and then we've got to get to Rich Mulholland. Here's their last ever performance, all right? This is. That's very badly recorded because it's really just the four of them standing around. None of them want to be there. They all want out. Agnetha is leaning on Benny because she refuses to be even near Bjorn. And Annefrid's standing awkwardly next to the piano. And it's really just they're in a TV studio and it's their last ever song.
A wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing.
Who knew? Who knew someone would offer them $1 billion later on to just do this one more time? Please, one more time, and they'd say no. And after that, they couldn't wait to get out of the studio.
Yeah, they ran
thank
out
you
of
for
it.
The music. Now we're done.
And never see each other again.
It's kind of like us off at 9 o'clock every day.
Oh, yeah, for
thank
sure.
Thank you for the show.
Wow. How's that, huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting that they did so much in just 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they were constantly working.
They didn't stop.
There were donkeys and farms that worked less than these guys.
I get why you'd want to live on a farm alone after that.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That's the story. CliffCentral.com.